The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, welcome to the Forget About It show with Celebrity Pizza Guy, Nicholas Gruben, and a lovely...
Basketball.
Oh, no, we're not on yet.
I think we are on. This is our beginner. Anyways, this is Penny Latham, and we're just so excited today. And we're just going to have a wonderful show today. We have
Welcome to the Forget About Show.
Forget About, yes.
And it's Celebrity Pizza Guy.
And Fashion Wellness Coach Penny Latham, and we feel like an echo here today. Anyways, so we have our Forget About It news. We have our Forget About It weather. We have a fantastic guest coming on today who is the CEO, founder, president of Voice America, Jeff Spinard. We are going to be just having some fantastic stuff. This is about Celebrity Pizza Guy, where we've been, what we're doing, and what we're about. And we've been doing a lot of good stuff today, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Yeah, we've been just having...
doing our multimedia and getting our show together.
Yeah, we've been doing that and just trying to kind of restructure things. We've lately, you know, with the time that we have, what's good about being back up north is we've been able to kind of draw back a little bit and, you know, just regroup a little bit, you know, and we've had a little bit of extra time this time to do that. And so we have some different things in store coming up in the next few weeks, and we are really excited about it. And today we have our Forget About It news, which, of course,
you don't want to forget about.
You don't want to forget about. And, you know, it really has a lot to do with what's going on. We have a couple that has been, I guess you could say, putting pranks out there on YouTube. And, you know, everybody wants to get their stuff out there nowadays, you know. And sometimes they think that the platform to putting things out there is supposed to be a place where they can teach people lessons and things like that. And this set of parents decided to go ahead and put this prank on their kids. They filmed their kids, then they put it on YouTube, and now they have had their children taken away, haven't they?
Yes, they have. But the prank was they had a dirty room, and the kids said, we didn't do it. And then they made them cry.
They kind of tortured them a little.
They mentally abused them. Verbally abused them, and what other abuse you can put together with that, that's what happened. And they got their kids taken away, and the kids went back to the real mother who
And that's happening right now. And what's so weird is, you know, being a parent, I get wanting to teach your kids lessons. I get that.
That's not a lesson.
But that's not a lesson when you show the world. It's supposed to be their lesson.
It was a prank.
That's right. And then they told them it's a prank and you're on candid camera or whatever it was. But the kids were just, you could tell they weren't right. And so my point is that you don't want to use your power in this type of a thing to teach people lessons like that. You need to do things in a positive way to uplift people and to be someone of integrity. And that is about our guest today. He is fantastic. What, you want to put something else in?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. These are kids.
Right, and they are kids too.
These kids were crying because they said, we didn't do anything. And then they go, the parents go, well, the one parent and his whatever wife it is, second wife, goes, you've been punked.
Right. Kind of like.
And then he's telling the court system that the kids were all in it, and you could tell by their faces that they weren't.
So the lesson here is
to not put
negative stuff out there about people, to always tell things with integrity. And once again, what I was saying is that our guest today is just the epitome of integrity. He, I've never known him to not do positive things for people. I think he's amazing. Jeff Spinard is an incredible person. And later on, we're going to have him on. We have are later on after you tell the forget about it weather. And here we are.
Here's the forget about a weather. Well,
celebrity pizza
in
guy.
Reading, it is baking up here. It is 96 degrees. San Diego is 72. Seattle, Washington, 74. We have Stuart, Florida at 78. Miami, 79. And in L.A., it's 79. So there's
it?
Your weather. We could throw in Las Vegas. It's baking at 91.
And that's where we should be right
it's
now,
it's close
right?
to us.
Or how about Arizona, where Jeff is? My goodness. So
it's probably 101 minutes.
Yeah, it's probably baking heat. We'll have to ask him when he comes on. But that's just it. We're going to go to
here's
commercial here, and there's our weather, and we're
looking
there we go.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Hey,
we're back.
We're back.
With the Forget About It show.
Yeah.
We have a great guest today.
Yes. His name is Jeff Spinardi. He is the very first, I would say, the co-founder of Internet Talk Radio Network. I mean, that is incredible. Can you imagine being something of that creation? I mean, it's something when you can start at a very small thing, but this is huge. And he has... he has actually developed over 100 radio programs, or a 1,000 radio programs, and with internet TV, live events, and private level platforms, and oh my God, he's full of all kinds of surprises.
And he's been in the business for over 20 years in broadcast media.
That's incredible. Well, you know what, let's bring him on so that he can tell his story, okay?
How you doing, Jeff?
How you doing? Are you there, Jeff?
I am doing fantastic. Can everybody hear me okay?
We can. You have great.
Sounds awesome.
Okay, good. First of all, Nick, great job on the weather. and yes, it is about 101. Penny, thank you for the wonderful introduction with the integrity piece. And I love the fact that we're doing it the easy way right now.
We're doing it the easy way, yes.
Forget about it.
So tell me, your stuff just goes on and on. Where were you born and raised, Jeff?
I was born and raised in Smithfield, Rhode Island. A little town in a very small state. That had a population of about a million, a little under a million.
Wow. So you're back from where, on the same side of the country. Well, I was from Chicago, but Nick from New Jersey. So you kind of, now how long were you there? Were you there a long time? You sound like you have a little accent there.
You know what? I've never lost my accent. I didn't move out until I was...
Forget about it.
About 19 years. Forget about it. I'm quite familiar with the lingo there. I moved to Las Vegas when I was 19. A company that I was working for, I was one of the top salesmen. So they moved me out to corporate headquarters, and, you know, I spent 6 years in Las Vegas, I spent 2 years in Beverly Hills, and I've been in Arizona now for almost 20 years. So I've exceeded the halfway point on the West Coast.
Okay, okay.
Awesome.
Well, that's good. So where did you go?
What college did you go to?
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, what college did you go to?
I am self-educated.
Fantastic.
Oh.
I love it.
I was too busy making money. School was not my forte. I would not go to classes. I would skip as much as possible. I'd show up when it was test day, get myself an 85 or a 90. So what's that, B plus? And
correct.
I would take off. So, you know, after we finished high school, college wasn't the answer. I was making too much money as a salesman, and I jumped on a plane and I moved to Las Vegas.
Wow. So what was the first thing that you felt when you landed on different soil? I mean, I know that anybody that I have ever met, when they go from the East Coast to the West Coast, it is a eye-opener, and you go through a shock almost, like a culture shock. What do you think was your first reaction?
I was elated. I stepped off the plane to machines ringing and lights everywhere, and just a glorious town to be in when you're 19 years old and all of this is going on around you. I lived in the fast lane. I partied hard when I was younger, so Vegas was the perfect spot for me. So I rather enjoyed it. And, of course, my brother was already there, too. We worked for the same company, except he started 2 years before I did. He's a year and a half older than me. So he actually had already lived in Vegas. Me, I worked in a garage for 4 years. I did mechanic work, and I was the petroleum distributionary engineer.
So multifaceted, huh?
What's
wow, that you're multifaceted. You could do all kinds of stuff. There's a lot of
whatever I put my mind to.
Yeah,
whatever I put my mind to,
I
do very well at it.
So, what did you do in sales in Las Vegas?
Sales. I was selling healthcare products, vitamins, skincare, water filtration units, anything having to do with the health industry. Yeah. So, I mean, it was a great job. I did very well at it. There were 600 salesmen in the office, and within the first year, I had made it to about number 14.
Wow.
The only reason why I didn't get better was because the 14 people, the 13 people below me, had been at the company for probably 10 years before I got there.
And don't you agree that once you get to the top, it's like, where do you go from there? I mean, it's kind of like these, you know, you hear a lot of keynote speakers say that, you know, if you're the person, well, I feel you should teach everybody in the room, but they're saying if you want to learn something, you know, where to the next level, you have to not be the smartest one in the room. But I think the smartest one in the room is going to teach the people and create a business from it. So I think that that's a great deal.
And you also have to work your way up.
But you've done that. You've done that. Now, this president – go ahead.
I did, but I agree and disagree with your statement. Sitting at the table in my conference room with my 9 managers,
right.
I will say first and foremost – I am not the smartest man at that table because I'm not the technician. I am not the engineer. I am not the designer. I am not the development team. So all those guys carry their weight with the company. So I'm surrounded by talent. Yes, I do consider myself an intelligent man, but I won't be the smartest.
So you're a team player. I like that. That's a really good statement. That's fantastic.
You have to be a team player if you want to be in the business.
Well, and also to run your own business, too.
Yes.
That's for sure.
Yes.
Now, you were the president of Motivox?
Motivox. Motivox.
Motivox.
Yeah,
both of you.
Yep.
We're so funny with the accent.
Motivox.
Motivox Internet Radio Division. So tell us a little bit about that. What exactly
okay.
was that?
Actually, he was a
All
former
right.
president of Motivox.
Right. That sounds funny.
Yeah, I was president of the iRadio Division. But let me tell you, it started as SurfNet Media. SurfNet Media, they were programming boombox radio, which was kind of like a Pandora. It was a music station where it was commercial free. They were programming different channels, R&B, rhythm and blues, rock and roll. It was all music. I had met with one of the girls that worked there that programmed the punk rock station. And we had gone out one night, and we started talking, and she knew what business I was in. I had been in terrestrial media for 7 years at the time. And she says to me, why can't we do live talk radio on the Internet? I said, we can. I just need to know what the equipment is. And that's how the idea came about, Move Talk Radio to the Internet. So basically, I got together with their engineers. We went to the radio station. They looked at the equipment that they were using for broadcasting, got all the ideas and all the concepts on what was needed to start a new show, which is in my article, by the way, on Easy Way Magazine. We had a motherboard, you know, the engineer was in basically a closet. But we started the very first live Internet talk network ever. So I'll get a little pioneer role on that one.
Yeah, no kidding, really.
So were you into the B-52s?
No. No, I was more Pantera, Metallica, Motley Crue. That was my music.
Oh, you like that kind of stuff, huh?
Yeah, I was a rocker back in the day.
What happened when you got off the plane and got into Vegas? That maybe Vegas is what brought that on, huh?
No. I started probably when I was 12, 13 years old. I used to wear what do you call those boots there? Anyway, the boots with the blue jeans, the leather jacket, the Iron Maiden T-shirts. You know, that was... But I was also a jock at the same time. I was an all-star athlete, but a rocker or a stoner, they could call it, at the same time. So I had a very exciting
time. Wow, how'd you pull that one off?
I was good.
Crazy. You must have been. You must have been.
So
let me ask you something. What year did you graduate high school?
88.
In 88, okay.
In 88, yep.
That's good. That's awesome. I think you've done a lot. You've accomplished a lot. Let me ask you something.
Now.
46.
Yes.
That's an awesome age. It really is. I just turned 56.
Yep. Oh,
so
I'm sorry. I just turned 47.
I'm not sorry at all. No, I think with age comes wisdom, and you're able to see things that other people can't. And I really do think that that's something that no one can take away from you. So I think
I've learned quite a bit over the years. Absolutely learned a ton.
Absolutely. And so it really is good. Now, I see that you know, in 94, you acted as the director of development, managing sales, as the executive producer for 50,000-watt independent talk station in New England. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, that was that's why I was introduced into media. I started at a 50,000-watt AM station, which, if you know the wattage, 50,000 watts is the powerhouse on the AM side of the dial, which means it gets the biggest reach. I started there, and when I first started, my job was to sell advertising, but also to find new clients to host shows in the demographic or geographic area. It didn't take long. At first, it was a job to start this whole thing off. It was a well-paid job, and it was fulfilling. You know, you start to talk to some very interesting people, CEOs, businessmen, speakers, authors, just, you know, the people that are normally in front of a mic somewhere, up on stage, or they've written books, or they've been published, or they do some kind of workshops, seminars, public speaking. So these are the people I started talking to, which kind of changed my whole mindset about the business. And that took about 3 years to do. But
wow.
On the AM side of the dial, my brother and I actually rewrote the business model that the owner was working with, and we started going outside of the local region to bring talent on from all over the country.
Okay.
So we changed his business model completely.
But because you're such a great salesperson, you were able to do that. That's fantastic.
We rewrote the entire pitch. And the big sale to this was the fact that you don't want to start a brand new show in your own backyard. You need to warm up somewhere. Why don't you warm up with the big boys in southern New England? Let's get you trained up until you do a flawless show. And then once that show is complete and we've got you on the right track, we'll help you get your show syndicated or put on your local channels. So,
oh, wow.
That was just brilliant. I mean, everybody loved the concept and the idea. And I helped literally hundreds. Excuse me, I got this in my throat. I helped literally hundreds of people get their shows to broadcast in their local markets. So, again, it became a rewarding job at that point, not just a well-paid job.
Okay.
Following several years of development and syndicating your programs, you realize the opportunity to navigate your experience towards internet-based radio. You
All
became
right.
one of the leading minds in the industry.
Yes, sir.
Starting early November 1999, you visualized a format which ultimately became Voice America.
That's amazing.
A key member of one of the original co-founders of the Internet Talk Radio Network.
That really says a lot, Jeff. I mean, that's incredible.
Yep.
I mean, to have that under your belt. I mean, and, you know, I'm really curious. I mean, what exactly do you feel that was the key component that catapulted you to create the Voice America?
Well, the key component was I had reached, you mentioned this earlier, I had reached the highest level I could possibly reach at the radio station. I had much more lofty goals for my clients to accomplish more with their show. And at the time, everything was on the internet. By 99, the internet had exploded. It was the World Wide Web. It was the information superhighway. Music was there, but those were the Napster days. But the music was very pop, and that's when I had that conversation with Michelle, and we put together, you know, Voice America. So my whole thought process was, I can now take somebody, teach them, train them, and automatically get the syndication by doing an internet radio show.
That's fantastic.
So now I can get more audience, more exposure. Just, you know, this is going to be amazing. It's going to be a lay down. People are going to love this.
Merger is important.
Now,
for sure.
Of course, it wasn't that easy.
like something we're doing.
Yeah, well, that I'll tell you, we've been with Easy Way, and we've been that's what we've been trying to do is get all of our and that's why we decided to do our show, because we wanted to gain more exposure and try to really build up what really Celebrity Pizza Guy is all about, and also with me, you know, with my wellness stuff, but how we, you know, make things more cohesive. And now you're saying you and Michelle. Well, so let me ask you something. So you have this platform, and you call it Finding Your Frequency. Finding Your Frequency. I feel like I'm having trouble talking today. Anyways, tell us a little bit about that. I mean, I think that you're the leader in finding your frequency, and I think that there's many things that many steps to creating that, and what would you say would be the thing that someone would want to do to begin? How would you go about approaching someone to teach them?
Well, the first thing is you need to know what your passion is. If you don't have total love for something, you're not going to be able to talk about it. People aren't going to really follow what you have to say. So you really, and I start off with the book Finding Your Frequency with defining your message. That's the first step. Once you define that message, then you want to define your audience. You know, who am I trying to hit with my message? Okay, so that, you know, you're putting together the whole process to start the move forward on building a show.
Okay, so where can someone find your book, first of all, before we go on? That's awesome. So you have a book called that. So where can they find that?
Yeah. They can get that on Amazon.com. You can also get it on or through VoiceAmerica.com. You can get it on JeffSpinard.com. I think there's even a Kindle download, by the way. I haven't tried
it. Kindle. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, a lot of people like that. A lot of people really like the Kindle. So, you know, and people are so on the go. So having the digital is really important. So I think that, you know, that's an awesome deal. And, you know, I think more and more people are writing books. But I think if you really, like you said, have something to say and your words are passionate, I think people will go to what you're doing. So let me ask you, you want them to find what they're passionate about, and then what? And then what's the next step?
Well, once we define the audience, so we have that, then we're looking at, okay, radio or TV. I've been in radio 21 years, I'm going to say, 24 years in the business. I've got 18 years with internet radio. Okay,
that's
so 25 years. Because I work with TV as well as radio, when I'm talking to somebody, now we're going to determine what medium is going to be best. Is it going to be radio? Is it going to be TV? Or is it going to be both? Nick does a perfect show for a TV program, which I believe, and I know I've heard you guys talking about it, that, you know, you've got some kind of TV deal that you're looking to go forward with, right?
Yes, we are. And so, you know, I think that that's really a good thing. I think the visual is good with the audio.
That's the vocal point.
Yeah, and I think that when people can see you also, it's just a whole different platform, that's for sure. You know, or a whole different.
Yeah, it's a different type of exposure. You know, the loyalist listener is a talk show listener. Those are the most loyal followers that you can have in media.
Okay.
You know, outside of that, TV, radio, a lot of our clients do both, but they use the radio show as their attention getter and their audience builder, and then the TV piece is used for different types of material. If they're doing a special interview, or if they're out on location, or if they have something special, like a reality piece they want to do. So they use the TV in a different way.
So what would you tell people not to do?
Yeah, what would be the thing they wouldn't want to do that would, you know, cause them just wasted time, you know, where they'd be running up a hill?
Yeah, always. I would tell them to always be prepared. And what I mean by that is sometimes things are going to happen. Phone lines will drop. A guest might not show up for the show. You're left kind of holding the bag. Have to be prepared with a filler at any given moment.
A song and a dance.
You can have a song and a dance, or I have several half-hour pieces. I've got several 51-minute recordings, yes, that I can play at the drop of a hat.
Oh, yeah.
Or you improvise.
Or you improvise. We've done that before, too.
You know what? Ryan, who is my vice president, is my co-host to Finding Your Frequency.
That's fantastic.
So we've had to improvise a couple of times, but heck, we've been in radio for, Ryan's got 18 years, I have 24. Not hard for us to talk about any subject.
Wow, that's awesome. That's really good. So you've had enough people on that you've dealt with enough platforms so you know what to say and what not to say. That's fantastic.
So let's hear about Voice America TV.
Yeah, let's hear about it.
Voice America. The glorious Voice America. Voice America, again, launched in 1999. We started with just the VoiceAmerica.com channel. After the first year and 3 months, I made a deal with the American Cities Business Journals. They cover 41 major markets across the country. So the deal I made with them is that Voice America is expanding and launching a business channel. We want support from American Cities Business Journals. So they ran 2 million banner ad impressions a month throughout the 41 markets that said, host your own show on Voice America Business. Call this number. So we got a few clients that came in from that, but I've always been aggressive when it comes to building shows. So I have a team of executive producers that will reach out to business owners and CEOs and talk to them about hosting a show. About 80% of the people on Voice America never even thought about hosting a show. So we're pretty aggressive when we go out there for content because there's a lot of people that didn't even know they had it in them to host a show.
You know what? You're looking at two right here.
Now would you do a celebrity pizza guy show?
You guys are doing just fine with the show.
I think we are. We're doing really good. I think do you realize you're our 25th show?
I am the Silver Show, Silver Anniversary
You're the
Show.
Silver Show, yes. And that really, really says a lot, that's for sure. I mean, and, you know, we've learned so much in 25 shows, and we've had some of those little bloopers that we just talked about. So we had one, we were in Vegas a few weeks ago where we lost our person. They were there and then they weren't. And I was like, okay, here we go.
He was in Britain.
Yeah, he was in Britain. He lost his thing. So, but I thought it was great that he was able to call in. But, you know, the most important thing I think is when you're trying to create something like that and you're wanting someone to come out of the box, so to speak, or come out of their shell, what would you say would be the one thing that would help people to ask themselves if they could do something like this? What would you say?
To ask themselves, they really got to ask themselves, how comfortable can I be behind a mic? I would actually do test runs with people prior. prime example, this is in the book too. I had talked to this gentleman named Joe Dumpy. He was a tax guy, really dry, but you know what? He really, really wanted to do a show. And I'm like, okay, Joe, I don't know if you're going to have what it takes to keep people listening to you. So we went over every aspect of his business. We picked apart what we thought people would want to listen to and what was beneficial, and we did some dry runs. So once went through those dry runs, he got more confidence, he felt better, and that was the important piece for him, was to get behind the mic and try it first. So that would be my biggest tip.
Well, you know, that's one thing that Eric told us, because I think when we first did our first couple shows, we were trying to do the segmented, you know, little whatever. And then all of a sudden when we started to be ourselves, which is, you know, we banter back and forth. That's just, we're always trying to steal airtime. You know, when we started to do that, he said that we did so much better, you know, and that the people listening to us were more happier when we were ourselves.
Well,
when
you guys are being yourself, it's very entertaining. I know you guys, I've seen you out. I've seen you on Facebook. When you're just doing your thing and you're being yourselves, it is actually quite entertaining.
That's good to know. Coming from someone like you. That's good.
Yep. So he's right. You know, you be yourselves, you let that flow. Yes, you're going to prepare with content, but you can still be yourselves while you're talking about that content. So it's good advice from him.
Well, that's awesome. I really take that as a compliment. I mean, I think that, you know, we did a little bit of something. We were doing a little filming, you know, with YouTube, well over a year ago we were doing that. And, of course, we didn't know what the heck we were doing. We were just trying to film his recipes. And then when we met Eric, you know, we went into this platform. But, you know, the biggest thing that we want to do is we want Nick to make that awesome Voice America pizza. We didn't get a chance to do that during the Influencers Unite. You know, we had some other stuff going on, but, you know, I'm going to have him take over here for a second, and you guys need to make that pizza.
No, hold on.
What?
How did you like that pizza?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. How did you like it?
You and Lester Spates were there at the same table chowing down.
That lasagna was awesome. Yeah, the pizza was great.
Phenomenal.
I haven't had a good lasagna like that since I was 19. Yeah, exactly. But the pizza was phenomenal. And I've been thinking about the Voice America pizza for quite some time now. And here's what I'm doing. Okay. A deep dish, well done, sausage, pepperoni, black olive, mushroom, and pineapple.
And pineapple. So say that one more time.
Deep dish.
Yep, deep dish, pepperoni, bacon. I'm sorry, not sausage. Pepperoni, bacon, black olive, mushroom, and pineapple.
All right.
Fantastic. Okay.
No problem.
That is the worst pizza.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to have Nick make that this Saturday, and we're gonna film it, okay? And we've done this only a couple times. We just started doing this.
You're going to have to fly out here to eat it.
Right.
Hey, you know what? Eat that pizza, I'll take the flight.
All right, Brian Perry drove here.
We're just going to line everything
up.
He
was frothing at the mouth. He was like, I'm in euphoria.
You're going to love it.
Oh, it was killing me. The first four pizzas disappeared. I couldn't even get in there. I remember I came up to you, Nick, and said, when am I going to get people to get a slice?
I said, stand in line.
Yeah.
Oh,
but you know,
everybody was there to scuff right out.
But then I was making individual pizzas for people, you know, that wanted, you know, there was a group of five people that wanted anchovy pizza. So I made I made a meat lover's pizza or anything. I did a pesto. girls didn't want to have in their stall or whatever. And so
what kind of cheese do you like on your pizza?
I'm good with mozzarella. Pretty easy on the cheese, you know. A nice Wisconsin blend, maybe.
Wisconsin cheddar cheese.
You know, he makes that's what kind of makes things more gourmet is his cheddar cheese from Wisconsin.
There it is. You gotta have the right ingredients.
You're like Peter Keelan.
Yeah, no kidding. That's great.
I'm happy to have the Voice America pizza laid out now. This makes me very happy.
All right.
I know, it's been a while. I remember talking to you going, when are we going to do yours? You know, and Nick was making all those pizzas. And you know, everybody always gets in there and they
rip it.
Yeah.
Rip it,
clean
it,
it's gone. Doesn't matter what comes out, it's gone.
Well, I'll tell you, you know,
Mario Lopez's. Oh my God, I had 50 people in the kitchen at a time.
Yeah,
we went through three rounds of 50 people. There were 400 people there, and every time 50 people came in, they would just rip it right out of the
We were supposed to be putting it on plates. And it never made it to the plate because they would rip it right off the tray.
They stole my pizza.
Which is kind of what they were doing at the Influencers Unite. You know, I mean, which is good. I mean, that's good that they love his product. And so we definitely, and we're always, you know, always looking for, you know, different ideas of how to, you know, get our product out there. And you seem to have a lot of really good ideas. But, you know, most importantly, we are newbies at this radio session. And, you know, just to get your compliments and your word of advice is really, really special.
Genuine.
Absolutely. There's a few more things I could show you guys and help you with the show. Self-syndication, getting, you know, Skype working, just doing things that'll help sound quality and promotion. So I'd love to give you more advice, you know, when we're off the air sometime.
Right. And Eric's got his Easy Talk Live through your syndication and all that. I think that's fantastic. You know, we have really enjoyed listening to all your different platforms. And lately we've been actually going on to listen to what's been going on, you know, and the different things. And I noticed you have so many different categories also. So I think that's really, really a great deal. I know that we had Chris Salem was just recently starting on with you.
Well, see, here's the big part about that. I'm in another growth phase with the network. We have our live events team that goes out, you know, at least once a month, if not two or three times. So we're out doing live events. We're creating private label networks for companies and individuals so they can run their own platforms. We just handle the back end work. But with Voice America, my latest and greatest vision or mission, I partnered with Eric and Allison, Hildebrandt Larson, partnered with the two of those fine folks to create the Influencers Channel. So the Influencers Channel is all about influencers influencing influencers. So basically the audience themselves will be of a higher profile type, higher income brackets, higher educational brackets. We'll be talking to celebrities, athletes, just you name it. When they're in an influential role, they'll be a part of this. Of course, this channel is also designed to be a give back. You know, there's cancer research, diabetes. There's all kinds of charities and foundations that we're tying in, so that the Influencer Channel is not only teaching people, but it's a way that we can give back to help others.
Okay. Do you ever have, you know, the same kind of, you know, like people within like wellness or like in Nick's case, you know, we have the food part and, or you have a different platform, which is motivational speaking, you know, things like that, where you bring a couple of them on at a time onto one or each other's timeline, you know, do you ever do that kind of stuff too? I mean, do you kind of merge people a little bit?
I have 8 genre-based channels. I've got the variety channel, health and wellness, business, women, influencers, sports, empowerment, and kids. Each channel is individualized. So if somebody's doing 1 o'clock on the variety channel, another's doing 1 o'clock on health, another's doing 1 o'clock on business, but there's only one show running per hour on Voice America. So what that, why I do that is because it allows for a higher branding where, unlike a podcast network, when a show gets done on a podcast network, it kind of gets lost. You really have to market that yourself. There's no real support from the podcaster, so to speak. You kind of got to build it on your own. It's a do-it-yourself. With Voice America, I have a creative team, a design team, voiceover talent, trainers. Everybody that comes on the network gets full support from the
spread
network.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good.
Yeah. We need to get a food channel.
Yeah, you and Eric need to get a food channel going.
I'm all about that. I mean, we could start up a show on the Variety Channel. You know, that can cover any topic. We can get a food show going on Variety now. And then if we start getting the team together, we could build a food channel.
Let's do it.
Well, I'll tell you, it's really something. I mean, everybody's got one, and it seems like, you know, I remember when Food Network used to be by itself, and now they have so many different networks doing food now, and I think that
there's not a pizza show
exactly, and the thing is, I think it's really what you bring to the table, and I think a lot of it is how you can make something look better, and it doesn't matter what your platform is. I think that watching some of these things where it keeps your attention and it entertains you.
If you don't have attention, forget about it.
Sure. Which I obviously have a TV network too. So, you know, we can create the food show or the Celebrity Pizza Guy TV show where it's your channel and it's doing a weekly show.
That would be awesome.
There you go.
Camera, it's all, anything's doable. We went to NAB last week. NAB is the National Association of Broadcasters. We were in the Advanced Pavilion. We were streaming live from the event. And we had, you know, the best panels. We had about 40 to 60 people watching out in the seating for every panel. But it was the guys from Google, IBM, HBO, Showtime, The Walking Dead, the top podcasters, top Snapchatters. We had everybody for 3.5 days on these panels. So you can go to the live events channel and listen to some of those shows, because I guarantee you, you're going to learn something.
Okay.
That's fantastic. I think that's great.
Yeah, awesome.
They really are.
Forget about it.
So let's say that someone listens to your channels, you know, and they say, wow, I wish I could, you know, interface with those people. Is there a way to interface with them? Is there a way to, you know, put comments or call in? And is there special numbers that they would call in to be able to get on the platform?
Every channel, our shows are live. So you can call in. Some of the hosts will have an email that they give out so people can email questions in, but you can call in live to any show. The live events, you can't do that because we're out and about, we're doing live, so we don't have a phone Jack, that we set up for calls because it's strictly content. So live events channel, no calls, but all of the regular channels, yes, you can call into any one of the shows.
Wow.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. I think that, you know, people like that. They like to interface with the people that they're listening with. I think sometimes just being able to, you know, let them know how much they appreciate them or to learn from their platform. I think that it's a great thing because let's face it, when you're on air, you're getting their undivided attention for that split moment. And, you know, sometimes with people that are, you know, that busy or that educated or that big of an influencer, they don't always have time to answer those little questions. You know, yep. I think that that's a great thing.
Yeah, I think one of the best parts about Voice America is that I have my own tracking system, which means every host on the network knows what their listening audience is, right down to the minutes listened to the show, what countries tuned in, the live versus the on-demand. So you get all your stats on your show. So even if you're not getting calls or you don't want calls, you can always see what your listening audience is. We put a top 10 list together so you know what your top 10 shows are. And based on those numbers, you can determine what content's being listened to, what kind of guests are getting the most attention. You get all the stats.
Yep. Speaking of calls, nobody has called in today. Where are they all at?
Yeah, we need to.
Where's
some
your
callers?
Partner in crime?
Your partner in crime.
I didn't push for calls today. I should have pushed for call-ins.
You should have. Yeah, you know what? They would have been making their pieces too.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, it just seems like we don't really need
phone calls. We want to hear them say, hey.
We want to hear about how awesome you are.
I say in the next 25 shows, I will have released my second book. So I'll also be your golden.
There you go.
You will be the golden.
And I'll make
sure
people call.
Yeah, we said that earlier, didn't we?
You will be the golden child.
Today you're the silver one.
Yes, I am silver. I want to move to gold.
You got to. And then the next step is platinum.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Jeff, thank you very much for being on the show. We have 5 minutes left. Actually, no, we have 3 minutes. I don't know. Wait a minute.
Wait, what time is it? You know, you're so good. How do you keep yourself on schedule?
We have 7 minutes left.
We
have to do my recipe of the week, and then Penny's doing her...
My fashion wellness nutritional tips. And that's just it. I think that... you know, getting on a good health program, I think, is really big. I think that health and wellness right now, no matter what someone has as a platform, that is one I think that really is educational and people want to learn. But, you know, you got to – health and wellness isn't just about food. Health and wellness is about good attitudes, which is what I see you, you know, really endorsing and teaching people how to find their inner core of who they are. I think that's part of it too. And
I lost 30 pounds. I lost 30
that's
pounds.
That's awesome.
So.
I'll tell you what, a good diet.
That's fantastic, Jeff.
Water
I'm proud of you.
And salads. And you'll drink great.
Yeah, lots of water. Oh. Lots of vegetables. You know, they say in the California 5 for 5 that they teach the kids, if you eat as many vegetables as you can and you keep the other food groups down to less.
Minimum.
You know, you can do your fruits and whatnot, but your vegetables are your most important because that's what gives you all the nutrients.
Crucial fact.
Yes.
Right.
And so that's really good. But I think that, you know, when you're teaching someone to eat right, which is what we want to do, I think that teaching them how to think right and how to really zap that inner core person so that they want to feed themselves correctly.
Don't
I think
say,
that's
I
a huge one.
Don't say,
you know, and that's probably
finding
that
their
biggest issue. That's been my biggest issue has been learning how to eat and thinking all of that. So now
well,
that
you know
I'm
they say habit is 21 times.
Salmon.
Yes, 21.
Yes.
Yep.
21 times is habit. And you know what? But eating more fish, if you can learn to eat more fish, you will find that your clean eating will be so much better. And it's hard for people that are beef eaters or pork eaters because, you know, they have more toxins in those foods.
I try not to eat beef. I eat beef maybe once, so maybe if I'm lucky a week.
But it's so important to do that. And, you know, having the motivation, finding out what you really love, finding out what you, and then how to present yourself. I think when people learn that they can put themselves out there, they want to look better because they see themselves on camera or they see themselves listening. And then they start working on these things like their appearance and their weight. And you know, some people are too thin also, you know, so there's so many different things that people, you know, it's not just about losing weight. It's about gaining weight sometimes, you know, to feel healthy.
And, you know, you hit the nail on
the
head.
We're going to rush through what we have to do with the later of the part of the show.
And we want you to.
I want to congratulate you on being a great guest, and you gave great information.
Yeah, you did. We're very grateful to have you on.
People could go out now and listen to what you said and forget about it.
Right, exactly. They could forget about it. Yeah, and where
you
said, tell us.
But not forget about it.
Yeah. So tell us where we can find you. Where can someone find you?
We're down to four.
Where can someone find you? Give us all your particulars.
Okay. You can find me at jeffspinard.com. JeffSpinny2 is my Twitter. Facebook is Jeff Spinard. There's Jeff Spinard. That's pretty much it.
Your book.
Yes, my book, Finding Your Frequency. You can get it on Amazon. You get it on VoiceAmerica.com. You get it on JeffSpinard.com.
Fantastic.
Hey, Jeff, thanks very much.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you very much, Nick. Thank you, brother. It's been a great time. You know,
you're
awesome.
Thank you.
Always
love
you.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So now what we're going to do is we're going to do our my fashion wellness nutritional tip of the week, and that is, you know, you can eat certain things. Should I eat this or should I eat that? You know, we do pizza, but even with pizza, we convert things. So, for instance, instead of eating a hamburger bun, you know, do a portobello mushroom. You know,
we had one of them.
We have those all the time. Or, you know, instead of using breads, wrap your food in lettuce. If you're going to do pizza, do a thin crust. You could opt for gluten-free crust, which he makes an awesome one. You can load it with vegetables. There's so many things you can do to make better choices and look at your total amount of carbs you're eating in a day and make sure that you eat less carbs before you go to bed at night. And what about your pizza of the day, of the week,
of
the
day?
Year?
Really?
So we have... Wait a minute, hold on here. We've got this.
Hold
one.
On.
Really good. There you go.
We have a goat cheese pizza.
You
gourmet.
We're running out of time.
We got 2 minutes.
Okay.
I can do it in 30 seconds. Goat cheese pizza, mild goat cheese, fresh tomatoes, red, green, and yellow peppers, red onions, and bacon on a cream, the fresh base. Forget about it. There you go.
That sounds awesome. Oh, my God.
I did that in 30 seconds.
Creme fraiche is good.
Oh, it's the best.
I think it is. And I think that would be good.
It's a great base.
You know, but then...
It makes the flavor of the pizza. And it comes together with the goat cheese. And, forget about it.
And just make sure that if you eat your fats and your carbs, you eat them not so late at night.
You got it. Hey, have a good night.
And
don't forget about it.
Bye.
Thank you to all our friends, family, and listeners from Celebrity Pizza Guy, Nicholas Rubin, and
Fashion Wellness Coach, Penny Latham.
And remember, forget about it.